Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, final hour of power right here on a Wednesday afternoon. Again, we'll be out Thursday and Friday, but we have an NFL triple header tomorrow, starting at noon on the Odyssey app, 980, all throughout the day. Bears, Lions, Cowboys, Giants. Again, Tommy DeVito, I don't even think he made the trip, so he's been pretty much ruled out. It'll be Drew Locke.
I mean, team is bad. Your real team, the Giants. I mean, stuck on stuff.
My team.
To think that they sat Daniel Jones, right, so they didn't have to pay him out his injury guarantee, and then they wasted $5 million on Drew Locke instead of giving that to Saquon Barkley, and now he's about to win MVP.
Yeah.
I mean, the Giants
they've been run terribly, and everyone's getting fired, I think. I mean, I think Joe Shane and Brian Daboll are getting fired.
Well, Joe Shane deserves to get fired.
I think Brian Daboll and Joe Shane probably deserve to get fired. Yeah.
He's probably the worst thing that's come out of Kansas City since Matt Nagy.
Well, he came from Buffalo.
Yeah, you're right. That's Ryan Poles that came from Kansas City. He also was a can of...
Now, a lot of decisions could be justified at the time. I mean, what were they supposed to do? Daniel Jones won a road playoff game, had his great year. Everybody that believes in this notion that Brian Daboll specifically alone was the reason why Daniel Jones had a good year, which I told everybody that they were full of crap then, you know, like he had a really good year at a time where he had to get a contract and they had to give him a somewhat market value. And even that, they didn't give him the exact.
They didn't have to give him market value, because Chris. They didn't. They could have went out and got another quarterback because they should have saw through.
I mean, so could the Dolphins and so could the Jaguars and so could anybody that gives a big money extension to any quarterback that then struggles with health and performance.
Well, Tua doesn't deserve to be lumped into the category of Daniel Jones and Trevor Lawrence.
I'm saying that, you know, when you say you could just get another quarterback, it's not like they fall off of trees into your front yard.
Yeah, but the good ones find them. The good organizations find a guy.
How many?
Through hell or high water.
They find a way. They find one usually.
They find a way to get serviceable
through
production.
The draft. Well, yeah. I mean, but you could say like Minnesota found Sam Darnold, right? Great. Congratulations. How's that working the last couple of weeks? Sam Darnold's throwing pick after pick after pick. They just signed Daniel Jones because they think, and they're worried, that Sam Darnold's going to cost them a playoff game or a game down the stretch. And they're
I'll tell you what, all they got to do is throw the ball to Jordan Addison and good things happen.
Maybe.
Because Kyler Gordon had Justin Jefferson in hell on Sunday.
All right, let's go back to the calls. Let's get to, Eddie in Centerville. Liddell's best friend.
Eddie D.
What's up, Eddie?
What it do, Eddie D? Eddie D, be the one of the only ones of you that checks out my live stream. Eddie D, I appreciate your support. You see what's going on.
Of course, man. I do. I listen to you sometimes.
He just wants to be a member of the YIC movement, right?
Man, Eddie D already.
Nah, not even close.
Not even
No, close. No, sir. Nah. So, first off, shout out to Sean Taylor. You know what I'm saying? Like, absolutely. I have to give a shout out to him. R.I.P. Secondly, you know, happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I hope you guys have a great holiday.
Well, Dan, thank you. And Dan Snyder wishes you the best, too.
So, I wanted to call in because you guys were bashing a little bit of the defense. And I wanted to say, for the record, that they held the Eagles and the Cowboys to 3 points in the first half, and those points came in the very last play of the game, or the first half. So that's good on the defense. Like why are we blaming the defense for this?
Eddie, do they get credit for missed field goals? Do you realize that opening drive would have went for a touchdown?
They did not. They gave the offense an opportunity all first half in both those games to take over.
By ultimately keeping them off the board, yes, they deserve certainly some credit. But we also point out they didn't play exactly well. Like they played well in spots, but they didn't play well enough against what should have been what was viewed, maybe wrongly, as an anemic offense outside of CeeDee Lamb. They did a great job on CeeDee Lamb for the most part, even though he had 10 catches, 65 yards. They got beat by every other 9-5 ham and egger that was on the Cowboys.
That was in the second half. A lot of that stuff happened in the second half.
Late in the first half.
Eddie, the opening drive was about to go for a touchdown if Jalen Tolbert doesn't drop the football.
Well, that's what happens, though, right?
That's true.
At the end of the day, they gave up 3 points in the last play of the first half to two teams. The offense should have closed the door in the first half. With that, so I'm saying is the defense has given the opportunity to the offense plenty of times the last two games.
I agree.
The offense couldn't do it. Now, why can they do it? I don't know. I know that Cosme the center Biadasz, Allegretti, them three have not played the same since the first 6, 7, 8 games of the season. They're not the same. They're not opening holes the same. They're not pulling the same. I'm not sure how hurt they are, but they're not the same. So you guys are all talking about Daniels ain't the same. Daniels might be hurt, might not. No, it's the offensive line who is not producing as much and as well as they have been. Another reason is that Eckler. I was telling you guys in the offseason, Eckler ain't that dude. When Eckler is in there, the best thing that Eckler does for you is when he gets the ball in open field, he's one of the best. You know what I mean? When he gets the ball, but Kliff won't give him the ball in open field. They won't pitch to him. They won't do no.
Well, they have done that at times. They haven't probably done it enough. Is your point? They have done it at times.
Right. So yeah, but I'm saying is that Eckler Robinson is the workhorse there, and unfortunately he was out for a few of those games. He was out.
Right, against, but if you need to use Eckler as more in between the tackles and more of the every down back, you're not going to be able to maximize him. You're not going to be able to maximize, which leads back to the original problem, which puts pressure on everything else to be better. And then if Jaden's legs aren't. Or if Jaden isn't running and extending and making and creating plays, then you compound that problem. And if the interior of the offensive line is gushing, which has been clearly a problem, as we've all pointed out, you, me, Linnell, what have you, that's a problem. If wide receivers are dropping the ball, that's a problem. So, again, it's a symphony, if you will, of problems. And yet the lowest common denominator, again, is just to blame the robot play caller. And I don't know. That's just where
I'm not blaming Kliff.
I'm not saying you are, but I'm just saying the narrative is.
Right. Yeah, but against the Titans, man, them D tackles, Newton, Mathis,
Eddie,
Kane, they have to come through. They have to open them lanes for Wagner and Luvu. They have to come through because if not, this game is not going to be fun for Commanders.
Eddie, I do the pregame on 106.7 2 hours before every game. The only game I didn't
do. It's also on 980.
On 980, sorry.
You don't even know where it's airing?
The one pregame didn't do was the Philadelphia game on my birthday. I've picked Washington I've picked Washington every single week this year. If you think I'm picking them Sunday against Tennessee after they came out and crapped their pants against the worst team in the NFL right now, you would be tripping.
Yeah, I don't know how Washington is going to be able to, A, keep Jaden standing, and B, run the ball against Vondre Sweat and Jeffrey Simmons. I have no idea. And Landry is a part of the mix, too. Howard Landry off the edge. Yeah. I have no idea how they're going to be able to move the football against Tennessee. None. Dude. I mean, the only chance they've got is some deep shots if they can find protection because L'Jarius Sneed is not playing. But Tennessee has been playing without him for 7 weeks, so they're already used to it.
They had and their defensive line demolishes people. I'm sorry. Joe Mixon ran through the Cowboys on Monday night like he was the best back in the NFL. Go look at his numbers from Sunday against Tennessee. Yeah,
no, not very good.
They kept him, I think, under 20 yards.
I know.
Tennessee, mate, I'm telling you, the silver lining and the hope we got is we're wearing the black uniforms. Mm. Hopefully some aura comes with it.
Yeah, we lost the Birdman because we just won't shut up. So let's go to Dr. Sabah next up. Hello, Doc. Gosh. How are you?
Hello, Sabah.
Hey there, gentlemen.
What's
Happy
up, Doc?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving
Happy
to you.
Thanksgiving.
And to Taylor and Heineke as well.
Yeah. Oh, you know it. I'll be up in y'all's neck of the woods, though. I got to drive up there and go to my brother's. I got to deal with that traffic tomorrow.
Oh,
I'll be up there in Northern Virginia.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
In Fredneck, Maryland.
Oh, Frederick. You going to Frederick?
Yeah, we call it Fredneck.
Fredneck. I call it Afghanistan because it's so far away from society.
Ooh.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah. So it's going to be, I'll probably get back at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Safe travels.
I know, thank you. I'm bringing my own turkey with me. I don't trust anybody else's turkey. I got the best way to cook a turkey that one of my patients taught me years ago, and I've been doing it that way ever since. I put in my little, that little carry pot that you can plug in. It's like a roaster or electric roaster.
Yeah.
You just plug it in and cook it. Oh, that's the best invention ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm cooking at 6 in the morning, believe here about 10, and stick it in the car, and let's go.
All right, there you go.
So I'm looking forward to that. Remember, Linnell, just because you disagree with people don't mean they're stupid.
No.
When that doesn't make us unintelligent.
No.
Just remember, that's why one side lost the election, because they thought people were stupid. Just because people don't agree doesn't mean you're stupid.
No.
I mean, disagreeing
is not what makes you stupid. It's what you say that makes you stupid. It's not the disagreement.
No, but if you disagree with what we're saying, that doesn't make us stupid. That's just an opinion.
Well, your opinions are stupid is what I say a lot of the time.
There's a lot of gray in this argument.
Sabah, you know I'm just being facetious.
So you're not listening to anything I said.
You know I'm being facetious.
You can't say that because it turns people off, silly.
Well,
hey, how about this? Can I challenge Linnell into an IQ test?
Do we have to play this?
If I'm more intelligent than you or not.
Is this about football IQ?
You say we're unintelligent.
I know. What do you think, Matt? Can we roll the dice here?
Let me be more specific than Sabah, because I think you are right. A large majority of the fan base... Mm-hmm. Their football IQ is one of a monkey.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not.
Okay. Ooh.
I'm just being honest.
So we can say monkey now. Oh, okay. That's not good. Okay.
Well, it has to do with the context that you say monkey. It's very clear.
Okay.
I was choosing random animal that doesn't have brains.
I gotta shut this down between you two because it's getting it's getting out of hand. All right, Sabah, give me 30, 45 seconds.
Football.
All right, real quick.
Yes,
good
sir.
God.
All right, here's what I think is going on. I think it's a little bit of everybody's fault because what happens is the league catches up to you guys. It catches up to the coordinator. It catches up to the quarterback. Injuries happen. Your line's not as healthy as it used to be. I think in the first three quarters, I don't think our quarterback played very well. I don't care what you say. He didn't play very well. He seemed a little hesitant. He was missing some throws, and then when he did hit him, the guys dropped him. They were a little out of sync. They had been so much in sync for the first several games. It was like I was just astonished. I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. Like, everybody's wide open. Now the windows are closing. The people aren't as wide open. And to me, I think they should open things up because Jaden plays his best when he's down two scores. The last drive against Tampa, he went down and scored. When he was down two scores against Pittsburgh, went and scored. He was down two scores against Dallas.
Yeah, but you don't want to be down 10 to 14 points in games just to get him to play well. The whole objective is to play well, you know, from the start. That's been the problem. Is we can't wait for 55 minutes.
Up, Chris. The defense loosens up. So let's just take it easy. I don't think any of these rookie quarterbacks so far are future Hall of Famers or elite. If we can just stop putting pressure on all these guys, let's see how things play out. I don't know if Cliff Kingsborough is going to be the best coach for the future or even a Quinn. We don't know yet. And it kills me when people just anoint people or they write people off such a short time.
I mean, that's our society in general. All right, happy Thanksgiving. Safe travels. Appreciate you. I got to let you run. That was a nightmare. That was all over the place. You and her together, I think I found one thing. No more Dr. Sabah with Linnell.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Bad mix.
It's the worst call of the year.
Bad mix. All right, let's. There are plenty of other worse calls. Let's get Double A in here to settle things.
Yeah,
down.
Someone that has somewhat levity. Someone that has some semblance of football.
I mean, listen. All I'm trying to do is have a conversation. Like, you know, we're all hanging out at a bar or a Thanksgiving table, and everybody gets all flustered, and everybody all gets in their feels. What's up, Double A?
Hey, speaking of dumb, Linnell, do you still think an Albanian is an albino, or did you get that worked out? I'll take your silence as you're still working on that. Okay, you know, there's a reason, Chris, why you're the varsity, and like Kevin Sheehan's the varsity, and Doc, and then there's the JV like Linnell. Because, you know, you make good points and what have you. Linnell's sitting here blaming the defense. Okay, the defense has had bad moments. The defense gave up 3 points in the first half versus Dallas and then 10 going into the fourth quarter. Same thing versus the Eagles. Yes, kicks were missed and whatever, but...
No, they didn't stop anybody. Dallas stopped themselves. How are you not going to be objective and acknowledge that?
What was the score?
I will say I'm in the middle of you two guys because I don't think the defense played great on Sunday. I think they played.
No, they weren't.
They're better than the narrative based on the 34 points. They're based on the 34 points. You know, people are going to say, "Wow, they gave up 34." Well, we know that two kickoff returns, number one, but I don't think they played good enough. Let's put it that way against what was considered a largely anemic offense. So I will say that, but they're not to blame for the loss.
Chris, to your point, though, is what I'll say just to piggyback off of this. They have had some phenomenal field position in the Dallas game. They had the ball with 2 minutes to go at the 50-yard line, 3 timeouts in the Pittsburgh game. This offense has failed from play calling to execution to drop passes, whatever you want to call it, the last 3 games. That's why they've lost. It's not. I mean, the defense has had its moments where it could have been a lot better. But they're not losing right now because of the defense. And they're going to need that defense to stop Will Levis and company on Sunday.
Appreciate you, Double A. Happy Thanksgiving, pal. Appreciate you.
Wait, did he go already?
Yeah, I let him go because...
An Iranian is what? An Iran person. An American, what? Is an American person. So I thought an Albanian was an albino person.
This show is so stupid. This show is an absolute train wreck. And it's so dumb. And it's so stupid. And it's so... And I'm so disappointed in myself. I just got to say, I'm so disappointed that I let this circus continue. Matt,
you're on a roll right now, so...
I hope people find some levity in this that, you know... Like, no. Some of us take ourselves too seriously. At the age of 51 with 1 foot in the dirt already, I just stopped taking things so seriously.
Didn't I tell you to stop saying that?
Yeah.
No, I thought I told you to stop saying that.
Yeah.
Go to break.
It didn't work.
Go to break. It may be the Linnell Willingham show post-break.
Whoa.
You make Them's one more comment words. About having 1 foot in the grave, and you're going to have 2 feet in the grave.
Them's be fighting words on the Team 980 and the RCA.
God.
All right, coming up, we have another trending alert and as well cleanup on aisle 3, Dum Dum of the Day, which is actually Moron of the Month, right? Because this is our last broadcast day of the month, so Maddie's put the list together. And we will honor one special idiot to wrap up the show, the week, what have you. Again, listen to Linnell Friday morning, 10 a.m. on 106.7 and the Team 980 simulcast on the day after Thanksgiving from 10 to 1 before he yields to Doc. That'll be an interesting transition of power. Also, listen to me, 6 to 10 a.m. on the Odyssey app and everywhere that you would get Infinity Sports Radio, the all-new Infinity Sports Radio, as I'll be crooning by myself and hopefully with a bunch of callers to entertain me and get me mad.
I'll be back on Monday.
You're taking all 4 days off, you bastard.
I am.
God dang. Lucky you. Lucky you. All right,
he deserves it. He does all the work on the show.
Yeah. Spark. He's got to clean up all the messes. All right, let's get to Paulie and see what he's got to say here as he wants to yell at us about something.
Man,
what's up, Paulie?
Man, Paulie, social media confused me, brother. I thought you was out here this weekend. I hit G up. I was about to get with you.
Hell to the W, man. G and Lil G.
I saw.
Yeah, that was last weekend. Man. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
That was nice of you, Paulie.
Hold on, man. Hell to the Redskins. You talking about my guy, Telly, man. That's my dog, man. Telly like it is.
That's
man.
The other Telly,
that's
yeah.
That's the other OG. Telly, yeah. Bro.
No, that's the OG Telly. Oh. Hell to the Redskins.
We got a battle of Tellys. There you go.
No, I mean, all your dog, my man. Now, man. Hey, both of y'all turkeys can gobble, man. What are y'all talking about, man? Hey, look. Russ, I told you on Monday. Russ, you know what? For the first time, like, in a while, I'm not really upset with you.
Oh, Lord.
You know what I mean? But I told you on Monday, you know, I said, to me, it's execution. I don't necessarily agree with Kingsbury's philosophy or how he's been, you know, starting these games out or whatever. But they're not even executing the stuff that, you know, that was working early in the season anymore. So I can't really be too hard on Kingsbury because, like I said, this time of year, players got to make plays. You know what I mean? Players have to make plays. And nobody was trying to scream about Kingsbury during the 7-2 mm-hmm. start. Mm-hmm. So I'm not gonna just put coaching first. All right? So to me, it's players got to make plays, man. Linnell, you're the biggest turkey, bro. You're the biggest turkey, man. Because I heard you all season long talking about we have fake fans and fair weather fans and all this and this. All during the season, you're riding the wave and you're trying to drive the bandwagon bus. And then 2 minutes ago, you'll come out your mouth. You actually think I'm going to bet on them against Tennessee? I'm picking them this weekend? No. What is going on, bro? That's what you do.
Is that your impersonation?
First time of adversity. The first time of adversity, you just jump shit.
Well, hold on, Telly. Right, I mean, hold on, Paulie.
Oh, he just called you Telly.
Paulie.
Those doors closed on that bandwagon ain't no getting back on, bro. So you better think clearly.
Look.
Think clearly.
Look, Paulie, I'd have picked him for 13 straight weeks after what I saw Sunday.
Well, guess what, man?
After what I saw Sunday, I don't know if I can pick him against Tennessee.
Right. You picked him for 13 straight weeks, and then now you're going to jump off the bandwagon, man.
It's the matchup.
You might as well stick it out, bro. I don't care about no matchup, man. Either you're with us or you against us.
What is it? Either you're with me or against me or you're in my way.
Either you're going to roll with us or you're going to get rolled over.
Hey, look, man. I know you subscribe to the get down and lay down theory, but I'm going to tell you what I'm getting down. I'm gonna get down. I'm just emotional right
now. Yeah, man. We all frustrated, man. We all were frustrated, man. But don't let it break your spirit. It definitely ain't gonna break mine. But I want to give you credit for something, man. You know, this first time I've talked to you in 2 weeks or whatever. Boy, you were spot on about the defensive play game plan against Philadelphia. You said they needed play coverage,
yeah,
and it was working to a T. So I'm a salute you on that.
Well, I appreciate
your credit
that.
For that one. You were spot on for that one. Hey, man.
That was very nice of you, Paul.
Guys, man.
Yeah, hey, I love you too. You big turkey.
Man. And I hope y'all have a happy Thanksgiving. Oh, one more thing.
Gobble gobble.
If I could ask Dan Snyder one question,
okay,
about his tenure in D.C., I would ask him, why the hell did you open that press conference saying happy Thanksgiving? And it was January. I was really baffled. I really want to know that.
Questions you only get asked
here. Really, that's the one thing I want to ask Snyder.
He thought he was funny.
Other than that,
well, Dan would say this. Nah. Dan would say this.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank you.
Well. Wow.
Thank you, Paulie.
Well, I was going to say, you have to think about Dan's state of mind heading into that meeting, heading into that press.
Well, he thought he had it all solved by hiring Ronald Newman.
Yeah, Doc has the best line. I can't even say it exactly how Doc said it. Ron went back to the car and got in the car with Stephanie and said, "Baby, you wouldn't believe it. His dumbass gave me the keys to the entire franchise. We're rich." It's amazing. Guy with no personnel experience, guy handed the keys to a franchise.
That's fair. All right, fine. Time for a final trending alert, and then we'll try and squeeze in one more on the other side if we can. I don't know if we're going to be able to, but we will try. Next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Linnell, you the biggest turkey, bro. You the biggest turkey.
Hey, man, did Paulie just call you a turkey? All right, here we go. Wizards back on the court tonight. Thankfully, it's not that garish NBA Cup court at Capital One Arena, but they try and break a 12-game losing streak. That's right, boys and girls. They are 2-14 against the 11-8 Clippers. 7 o'clock, the tip. We'll join it in progress after Maryland basketball, which begins early today, so no Craig Hoffman. Maryland will be hosting Bucknell here at 4 o'clock. Tip right around 4:30 from College Park. And again, we'll join the Clippers and the Wizards in progress right around 7 o'clock, 7:15, all here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Meanwhile, Marshawn Lattimore participating to some degree in practice today for the Commanders for a first time. We don't know if he was exactly limited or full go. We're waiting for the official injury report. Should get that soon. But certainly some progress for the star corner who was acquired a couple of weeks ago and is yet to play for the Commanders, who host the Tennessee Titans off their upset win in Houston last Sunday, 1 o'clock this Sunday. Linnell, D-Day, Earl Forsey, Doc Walker, all part of your game day coverage right here, starting at 9 a.m. and through until about 7:30 or so Sunday night on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. And the Caps, off of their win over the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers tonight, head to Tampa to take on the Lightning, who are scorching as usual. They will face off 7:30, 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app. And that's what's trending. All right, we're going to have a quick wrap to the show. We got cleanup on aisle three. We got Moron of the Month coming. And we have to be out on time because Maryland basketball starts at the top of the hour. Again, we have Maryland hoops beginning at 4 o'clock, game right around 4:30 from College Park. And then you have, again, the Wizards and the Clippers joined early in progress tonight.
You know what? The Wizards are lucky as hell that this offense is in a tailspin.
Save that because I want to get to that right here, right now. I hope Matt's okay with it. Because I didn't really ask. What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. All right, the Clippers are in town tonight at 11-8, 4-4 on the road. The Wizards, 2-14. They've lost 12 in a row. They were once 2-2. There is something to be said for development. They were more competitive over the weekend against Indiana on the road and against even Boston on that ugly-ass-looking court on Friday night that the NBA has ordered these teams to do. So there were some signs of progress there, but you were about to say something about the Wizards' offense.
Something about the Wizards' offense. They allowed Chicago to score 40 points in the second quarter. They were up 8, played well, held them to 21, and they gave up 40 in the second quarter.
Yeah.
This team turns it off and on more than a light switch. Like, it's frustrating, but the silver lining is I think Alex Saar over the last 4 or 5 games has really played well.
Mm-hmm.
And the young guys are developing, but I don't know, dude.
Here's a number that'll blow your mind. They're 1-13 in games decided by 10 points or more. They're 2-14 overall, which means 13 of their 14 losses have been by 10 points or more.
They're not even close.
And again, they were somewhat competitive, if not fairly competitive, against Indiana and Boston Friday and Sunday afternoon.
But they were only competitive against Boston because they got their ass chewed out.
Well, and also Porzingis is not playing, right? I mean,
yeah, but I mean, come on, I'm embarrassed. I mean, I don't know what to say about what's going on with the Wizards because I love Brian Keefe. Like, I think he's a good dude. But
I mean, everybody that wanted them to suck really bad so that they would have a better chance at what's his name from Duke?
It's not even just about Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, Cooper Flagg.
Ace Bailey's now on the convo too.
Yeah, I know, but nobody wants Ace Bailey. They want Cooper Flagg. I'm telling you that.
Well,
I mean, here's the point. Here's the problem. As I always say, remember, the Pistons have had the worst record in the NBA the last 2 years, and they finished with the fifth overall pick in both years. You are not guaranteed.
No, you're not.
So for everybody that has stupidly been saying tank, 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 suck, 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 you want to stink, but there's A, no guarantees, one. Two, you want to stink but show some progress, and maybe they still will, but it's hard to say right now. Even though, again, there were some signs of life on Friday and Sunday against two tougher opponents, it's hard to say right now that they're showing any real progress or any real, like.
I think if you actually don't just look at the box score. I told you where the progress is coming from. I think Alex Saar has turned the corner and is playing really well right now.
But that's one guy. You know,
it's the most important guy. He was your second highest draft pick in the last 2 years. He's a part of the French Connection. Him and Bilal, you know, doing good things. But
is Jordan Poole going to play? He's day to day.
He's questionable. Looking at him shooting yesterday, I thought he was going. He looked like he could have played yesterday, but he's questionable for tonight. I think he goes.
All right, we'll see. Wizards right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, following Maryland's Maryland Hoops, which begins at the top of the hour, so about 19 minutes away from that coverage. I know you're not a big baseball guy.
Oh, but I'd see there's some money being spent.
Yeah, so Juan Soto apparently has offers from a bunch of different teams, the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Mets. There was one other team that I can't remember, but supposedly, reportedly not the Nationals yet. I don't know if that should surprise anybody. The Nationals, I mean, don't even want to pay Kyle Finnegan $8 million. What makes anybody think they're going to want to pay Juan Soto $600 million? Even though they know him, they love him, all that stuff. Again, the Lerner family has practiced one thing over the last 5 years, and that is how to be as cheap and as frugal and as conservative as they possibly can. And that's just the bottom line truth. I don't care if that pisses anybody off. That is the truth. Now, one team that does just the opposite is the Los Angeles Dodgers, and the rich get richer. Late last night, in case you weren't paying attention, it's fine. Blake Snell, a 5-year, $182 million deal with the Dodgers, the world champions. Now, on the surface, that's not that much money, right? Blake Snell's won a Cy Young. He's dominant when he's on, when he's not wasting pitches, all that, left-hander, still young enough. I mean, it makes sense. And the Dodgers' biggest problem in the postseason run that they still won a World Series on was starting pitching. The question for me becomes, is this going to cost them Walker Buehler, who's also a free agent, who I believe met with the Yankees recently or maybe got an offer from the Yankees? I can't remember what it was. Is this going to cost them Walker Buehler?
Because they're the defer kings.
They are. But I think, like, there's only still so much you can defer and move around with the CBT, and right. I don't understand all the rules. But I guess my point is if you bring in Blake Snell, but it costs you Walker Buehler, who I know has had a ton of injuries, but Walker Buehler was huge for them down the stretch. Huge for them in the postseason.
Who plays more on a routine basis?
But to me, I guess the point being is everybody, the narrative is going to be the rich get richer. And yes, that is true. But not always the case, because if, again, Walker Buehler doesn't come back because he can get something better somewhere, or because they say, well, you know what, we invested money here, the CBT, all this stuff, like maybe we just can't bring him back. Well, did they truly, truly get better? Maybe marginally. Maybe they got a little bit better. But the notion that Walker Buehler is not important, is not a big piece of what they were in October, is
real quick. So we haven't had a repeat champ since the Yanks went on their little run, right? In the late 90s, right?
Yeah, I think so. I believe so, yeah.
Do you think the Dodgers, how well-positioned do you think they are for that? Because
I mean, they're as positioned well as anybody else, right? I mean...
And then I'm expecting you see more, of you get more out of Shohei next year.
Yeah, I mean, Shohei obviously was banged up in October and couldn't pitch, so he's, you know, expected to pitch. And hopefully not banged up with the shoulder.
Are they the
favorites?
They
no
showed
doubt.
You can buy a championship.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you know, and again, the one thing I will say about the Dodgers, yes, they spend plenty of money. They also have developed a lot of their young core key pieces. They have. They've made some smart trades. Mookie Betts, obviously, all of that. Anyway, just wanted to point that out, that it's not always the narrative that the rich get richer. Sometimes the rich just... and reinvest their money somewhere else. Yeah. And it might be the case with the Mets. They might choose to bring in Juan Soto and let Pete Alonso go. You know, I mean, so are the rich really getting richer? Kind of depends on your perspective. All right, we're going to wrap things up next with
clean
more
up
on
all three.
Damn it. I always do that to her.
You do it.
That is just abuse. I always forget about her. I'm sorry, sweetheart. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a jerk.
Clean up on aisle three.
Yeah, moron of the month coming up next. We'll close out the month. We'll close out the broadcast week. We'll close out the show next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Is this, what's the four old women?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
The Golden Girls.
Yeah. This is just a different version. I've never heard this version. But the Golden Girls, I'm shocked that you even know.
Well, I used to watch TV Land.
Oh. I mean, the Golden Girls, one of the funniest comedies of all time.
Yeah. Didn't have the original, but I figured for Thanksgiving, final. Yeah. It was a good rejoin.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for...
Blanche.
Dorothy.
Sophia.
And Rose. Yeah,
they
Rose was the dummy.
Full of character. Right. Full of,
exactly.
Full of
it. Oh, what a show. All right. Speaking of what a show, what we have to do right now. We have to end it with Moron of the Month, because it's not just good to name somebody a dum-dum of the day when we have a whole list of dum-dums.
It's been a full month of dum-dums, idiots, and jerks, but only one can be Chris Russell's Moron of the Month.
I like how the voice guy in that goes, Moron. Who's the voice guy?
This is the first time.
He seems pretty good looking, though.
This is the first time I've been in here to hear the production of Moron of the Month. I'm sorry for laughing in the middle.
That's okay. That's okay. Laughter is key to the soul.
Wow.
All right, so this is a familiar name. Of all the jerks, of all the idiots, of all the morons, of all the dum-dums, we had a litany of them, right? I mean, we had the maniac flyer who beat the crap out of a sleeping man on a plane. We had the Florida convicted killer clown being released from prison. We had North Korean soldiers getting freedom to watch porn. We had Auburn basketball players getting on a flight and then getting into a fight and turning the plane around. We had all sorts of things, right? We had a Mattel putting on a porn website on the back of a doll that was deserved for kids. But we've got to wrap it up one way with a local connection. I covered this guy. I didn't really get to know him all that well because he was very standoffish. Jack Del Rio. Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Defensive coordinator until last Thanksgiving, about a year ago at this time, was fired after, the Commanders were lit up like a Christmas tree on Thanksgiving in Dallas. Jack Del Rio went on to be an assistant at Wisconsin, right? under Luke Fickell's staff. Well, that didn't go very well because the senior advisor in Madison allegedly struck a street sign with his car, broke a fence, and came to rest in a yard because why? Jack Del Rio was drinking and allegedly drinking and driving. Luke Fickell said, you know, he's going to move forward. He's going to resign and move on. Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah, thanks.
Did you ever notice?
He could have killed somebody.
Well,
he could have killed somebody. But you know what? That's okay. Just like Denard Robinson, Sean McVay said yesterday, you know, he's sorry for what he did. Yeah, he's sorry for what he did. He'll learn. How about we learn the first time? How about we learn before we actually get behind the wheel and drive? How about too many people have their lives destroyed by idiots in this country? And Jack Del Rio, sorry to say, I understand it's your first time getting arrested for this.
I don't feel bad for it at all. His eyes were always bloodshot at the podium.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's one thing. Driving a car is another.
That's because he was staying up too late, crafting up all the exotic schemes
up sure. front. Oh, yeah, very exotic.
Congratulations, you're Chris's dum-dum of the day.
It was nice of him to say, you know, I'm stepping aside, let the team concentrate, blah, 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 blah. Very nice of him. I mean, Jack Del Rio's not a bad guy. I'm not saying that he's a bad guy. He just made a really, 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 really dumb, bad mistake. And he's not a great defensive coordinator on top of that.
He let Chase Young do whatever the hell he wanted for 36 weeks.
I mean, sometimes Chase Young did whatever the hell he wanted despite what they were telling him, right?
Because this is our last time hearing from you during the week, unless we're going to tune into you on the Big Stick tomorrow morning or
Friday morning.
You picking Washington this week?
Nope.
You got a score prediction?
17-14 Titans.
Yeah, I'm going to take it a step further. I think it's 13-6 Tennessee.
All right. 13. Ooh.
No, I'm joking. 13, I don't know how six. I feel yet. You had to stick around and listen 10-1 on Friday morning to
yes,
find that out.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thank you so much for being a part of the show all year, all week, all day. Yes, we like to have a lot of fun, and yes, we get a little crazy, but thank you. We couldn't do it without you. Thanks to Matty Ice on the other side of the glass. Thanks to Linnell Willingham. Maryland basketball up next. Happy Thanksgiving.